This is Audible.
Change your thoughts. Change your life. Living the wisdom of the Tao Te Ching. The 38th verse of the Tao Te Ching, quote, "A truly good man is not aware of his goodness, and is therefore good. A foolish man tries to be good and is therefore not good. The master does nothing, yet he leaves nothing undone. The ordinary man is always doing things, yet many more are left to be done. The highest virtue is to act without a sense of self. The highest kindness is to give without condition. The highest justice is to see without preference. When the Tao is lost, there is goodness. When goodness is lost, there is morality. When morality is lost, there is ritual. Ritual is the husk of true faith, the beginning of chaos. The great master follows his own nature and not the trappings of life. It is said, he stays with the fruit and not the fluff. He stays with the firm and not the flimsy. He stays with the true and not the false." Unquote. Living within your own nature. Here's the message behind this seemingly paradoxical verse of the Tao Te Ching. Your nature is to be good because you came from the Tao, which is goodness. But when you're trying to be good, your essential nature becomes inoperative. In your effort to be good, moral, or obedient, you lose touch with your Tao nature. There's one sentence in this verse that I pondered for days before I wrote this essay. When the Tao is lost, there is goodness. I felt personally perplexed because it seemed so contradictory to what the Tao Te Ching was teaching. Finally, in a moment of contemplation, while I meditated on a drawing of Lao Tzu, it became clear to me, nature is good without knowing it, were the exact words I heard in my meditation. I then understood what Lao Tzu seemed to want to convey to me about this somewhat confusing 38th verse of the Tao Te Ching. Live by your essential nature, the Tao, which is oneness. It has no polarity. Yet the moment that you know you're good, you introduce the polarity of good versus bad, which causes you to lose your connection to the Tao. Then you introduce something new. You figure that if you can't be good, you'll try to be moral. And what is morality but standards of right and wrong that you try to uphold? As Lao Tzu seems to be saying to me, the Tao is oneness. It has no standards for you to follow. In other words, the Tao just is. It isn't doing anything, yet it leaves nothing undone. There's no morality. There's only the unattached Tao. It isn't right and it isn't fair, but it is essential nature, and you're encouraged to be true to your own essential nature. As morality is lost, the idea of ritual surfaces. So you try to live in accordance with rules and customs that have defined your people for centuries. But I could almost hear Lao Tzu saying, the Tao is infinite and excludes no one. Rituals keep you disconnected from the Tao, and you lose them by trying. So you rely upon laws, further dividing yourself and creating chaos for yourself. Again, the Tao just is its own true essential nature. It has no laws, rituals, morality, or goodness. Observe it and live within its nature. In other words, act without being concerned for your own ego. Give as the Tao does, without condition or trying to be good, moral, or just. Just give to all without preference, as Lao Tzu advises. I admit that living by this 38th verse may be the total opposite of what you've learned in this lifetime. It certainly represents both an intellectual and behavioral challenge for me at times. You may appreciate knowing that many of the scholars whom I researched regarding this verse said that Lao Tzu wrote it, and the next one, in response to his opposition to Confucius, his contemporary, who laid out specific edicts and codes of conduct for the people. What Lao Tzu seemed to be saying to me through meditation was, trust your own essential nature. Let go of all polarities and live in the indivisible oneness that is the Tao. The dichotomies of good and bad, and right and wrong, proper and improper, legal and illegal, and the like can be difficult. Just remember that when they surface, the Tao is lost. Here's some more advice for you through me from Lao Tzu. First, live in your essential nature by rejecting artificial principles. These principles in descending order are goodness, fairness, rights, and laws. Artificial goodness is an attempt to live by not being bad. So you allow others to decide where you fit in on a goodness scale. Affirm, I am of the Tao, a piece of God, and I need no human-made device to confirm it. Goodness and godness are one, and I trust who I am and will act from this perspective. I am staying with this truth and not what is false. Furthermore, see that the Tao isn't concerned with fairness. Give of yourself knowing that this is an artificial contrivance that cannot exist from a perspective of oneness. You are from and will return to that oneness, regardless of your opinions about it. So open up generously without desiring to be treated fairly. And second, abandon outmoded familial and cultural customs. Relinquish rights that you feel compelled to follow simply because they've been that way in your lifetime, and particularly in your family. Peacefully affirm, I am free to live, trusting in the eternal Tao. I do not have to be as my ancestors were. I relinquish ancient rituals that no longer work or that perpetuate separation or enmity. Remind yourself that goodness isn't accessed by obeying laws. Rather, it is what resonates within your essential nature. You don't need any sort of code to decide what is proper, good, moral, ethical, or legal. Trust yourself to be an instrument of love by surrendering to your highest nature rather than being seduced by mortal laws. This poem from the 16th century mystic St. John of the Cross, titled A Rabbit Noticed My Condition. Quote, I was sad one day and went for a walk. I sat in a field. A rabbit noticed my condition and came near. It often does not take more than that to help me at times. To just be close to creatures who are so full of knowing, so full of love, that they don't chat. They just gaze with their marvelous understanding. Unquote. Do the Tao now. Spend a day consciously choosing to notice one of God's creatures, such as a dog, a butterfly, a moth, a spider, an ant, a fish, a cat, a deer, or whatever attracts you. You can learn a lot from them about trusting your inner nature. They are, as the poet says, so full of knowing.
The 39th verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, these things from ancient times arise from one. The sky is whole and clear. The earth is whole and firm. The spirit is whole and full. The 10,000 things are whole, and the country is upright. All these are in virtue of wholeness. When man interferes with the Tao, the sky becomes filthy. The earth becomes depleted. The equilibrium crumbles.